Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today we're continuing a second part of our interview with Chris Killell, who is our Executive Camp Director at Camp Good News. Do you like that executive title,
Sounds
Chris?
Sounds fancy.
So I expect you to be wearing a suit and tie, you know.
Yeah. Then we're going to need a new title.
But we're just so thankful that this is now Chris's fourth year. Mm-hmm. He's been with us. I can't believe it's been 4 years.
Yeah, I know. It's gone by fast.
Four summers. Wow. 4 summers that Chris has been here, and he is just helping us to take, through the Lord working in him and through him and his staff, taking Camp Good News to the next level and beyond as the Lord is growing this ministry. And one of the things that I wanted to go back and ask you, Chris, that we ran out of time last week, was that you mentioned one of the new things that you've added to Camp Good News was you mentioned outdoor education. And I was wondering what specifically you were talking about, and how did you decide to kind of go in that direction?
Well, and it's kind of, I mean, it's always neat. I always kind of have my own ideas of where I want to go and do, and then it's neat to see how God changes that and redirects and says, no, this is where we want you, and this is what's going to happen. Because when I quit teaching to be a camp director, I never thought I'd have to worry about writing lesson plans and curriculum again. And then looking and going to conferences and talking with different camps and praying about it, that I really feel that Camp Good News could do this outdoor education program and reach schools and reach children. We don't really have anything like that here in this area. And so it's definitely something that's kind of a uncharted territory right now and doing some different stuff. But so we're looking at doing a bunch of different things with our animals and our nature center out there. We do something called an animal encounter. And it's where schools and kids and homeschool groups or whoever can come out and actually kind of meet and interact with the animals and learn about them. We're doing something we call a tree trail or tree study. In fact, I just finished it last week, where you can go kind of walk about a quarter mile trail out at camp and identify different trees and looking at their leaves and the bark and stuff like that. And I even I collected some leaves and laminated them so that way in the winter you can still do it when there's no leaves on the trees. Mm-hmm. We're doing aquatic ecology in our creek and going through the creek and looking at stuff there. We do orienteering and a treasure hunt with our compasses. We have something I'm kind of calling extreme adventure, which is a little more of the zip line and the archery and things like that, but also learning from that and learning how all those different things interact and make things happen. Mm-hmm. We do overnight ones as well, where we do star hunting and stargazing. And we have the telescope, and then I have a couple different cool techie things to see neat stuff in the sky. As well with that, I just added a couple weeks ago, it's called Hike the Planets. And so
I remember you telling me about that.
It's so neat. It's if you shrink the sun down to the size of a softball and then scale every other planet down, then all the planets could fit on our campground.
Right.
Which is so cool. And talking about how big our God is and how awesome he is. You know, when you think the sun is the size of a softball, the biggest star that's ever been discovered here by humans, which is called Canis Majoris, would be 12 acres.
I know, and you told me that and you sent that to me. I was like, that just blows your mind. Now, didn't you get this idea from something here in Illinois?
We do. And here in Peoria, in fact, there's, I guess at the Lakeview Museum, they have a big sun. And then you can go in, and I don't know how far it is. I know Pluto's way out in Kewaunee. And we actually ran into Pluto and I learned about it there. And so, but I thought that would be neat to do at camp. And so.
But ours is better because it's all self-contained.
That's
at
right.
Camp Good News.
Just 1 mile.
There you go.
And so, and then we do, we have a bunch of rocks. I have a rock collection with some neat rocks. And so we do rocks and we call them rockets, where you actually create a rocket and then we shoot it about 200 feet up in the air. Mm-hmm. There's team building on our initiative course. And then we also have the shooting sports and doing the kind of more of the shooting sports kind of education
like
there.
Like BBs or something?
The BBs, the blow guns, the slingshots, and things like that.
So what is the purpose of all this outdoor education? Because I'm sure you're not exactly like, you know, a secular outdoor education.
Well, and the neat thing is for public schools and even homeschools, we do cover the new next gen science standards. And so that way it's part of the Common Core and you can get the standards so schools can tell their principals, hey, this is an educational field trip. But while the kids are there, they're also getting to hear the gospel. They're also getting to learn about God and how awesome he is and what he created in nature. And so the kids
and
get
you
a
let
chance
these
to
school
learn.
Groups know that and
they do. Yeah. They know in advance what they're going to experience. And
that
so,
is wonderful. But. So how's it going?
We have a lot of schools signed up for it. I actually have schools that have called me and asked me to come and do stuff there because they aren't allowed to do field trips anymore. They aren't allowed to travel. And so they've asked if I would bring my animals and go. I'm actually heading up to Iowa here in a little bit to do a school up there. And
okay. So school groups, but what about, can homeschool groups also call you? Or what about if a parent is listening and or a grandparent, could they just call you? Can they just bring their children? Is that something that you do for small groups too, or just only big groups?
Well, it's a little of both. We're trying to stay with the little bit the larger groups and stuff. So I know a lot of homeschool co-ops have called and come out and do that. Yeah. And so, but yeah, it's something we're really trying to get to public schools, private schools, homeschools, and just anything like that. We don't want it just to be your family coming out for a family field trip.
Right.
But we do, you know, we want it to be educational for the schooling part of it.
And then also the children, they come out there, they see Camp Good News, and they're like, say, I want to go to camp here. And then also the parent feels better about it too. Mm-hmm. So
we did, I'd say last year we had somebody that came out early spring and then signed up for camp because he saw how awesome it looked out here and he wanted to experience the rest of it.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I know that summer ministry is, you know, that's when game's on, you know, for you as a camp director, but the camp ministry is expanding. So can you share with us a little bit what all that God is leading you for developing the ministry year round, as far as like maybe even just like the fall ministry?
Yeah, I always hear, and you hear a lot of times in the camping world, the off season, but I haven't figured out how it's going to be off yet.
Okay.
We are pretty busy. We have every weekend filled with different retreats and activities out there. We just had, in fact, a discovery day so that we do for, it's kind of like the outdoor ed, but it's for groups that maybe a kid that couldn't get their school to go, and so they got to come out and do outdoor ed there. We have here at the end of September, we have it called Falltastic, which is kind of like a whole week of camp crammed into one weekend for the kids. One of the really popular ones right now on October 1st, which is a Sunday, that afternoon we're offering a family camp. And so families can come out, it's just for the day. They bring a picnic lunch and then get to experience a lot of the camp themselves. And that one, there's a lot of signing up for that. So if you're interested, sign up fast for that one.
Okay.
And October 13th and 14th, we're doing what's called Raising a Modern Day Knight. It's a father-son weekend. And we've done that several years now. It's a really good time. And then something brand new in November, we're calling it the Timothy Retreat, and this is for teenagers, so ages 13 and up, that are interested in maybe going into full-time Christian service and how they can kind of grow deeper and get a little discipleship and kind of plan and prep for that. So.
And possibly, would you recommend if they're considering, like if they have a child that is older and maybe considering being a summer missionary, that this would be a good thing for them to kind of
very
get
much
their feet
so.
Wet
yep.
a little bit?
So if you're thinking about being on camp staff or on CEF, CYAers and things like that, definitely this is great for that as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're doing a great, great job, Chris. Now, you are a man of many hats, and so you have all these things, but is there anything else that kind of keeps you busy?
We do, and so we're trying to do some different stuff. We're partnering with churches this fall, and it's something that kind of God laid on my heart. What we do in the summer and our summer ministry is great and it's wonderful, but that the churches get these kids then after that week of camp and discipling them. And so we wanted to offer churches just kind of our time and some of our stuff and going out and just helping them grow the kingdom. And so I know we're working with one church now. We're going to do an Awana Club with them. We're bringing our animals out and teaching. And so they're building it up and talking about it. So they get a lot of kids to show up for that kind of that. I think it's their third or fourth week of Awana.
Okay.
And then that way those kids will hopefully stay on through the rest of their Awana clubs. But getting a lot of visitors that way. I've talked with the church about doing an archery club type thing for their Sunday school class and to kind of get some visitors and just ways that we can go and help the churches to really kind of grow the kingdom. And get more people to show up and do some different stuff. So.
To serve the local church.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Well, that is wonderful. Now, you are probably already thinking about next summer. Yes, I'm sure
yes,
you are.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts for next summer? So.
I actually had this in mind before we even started this summer. This is one of those themes
I never
I'm really excited
that, so.
About. Yeah. But next summer, our theme is going to be, we're calling it Happy Camper.
Okay.
And so I'm actually wearing the shirt today, but no one can
oh,
see it.
Oh, you are. But, yes, you are. Yeah.
We're looking at a couple different verses. I haven't quite decided which one I like the best, but either the Ephesians 4:4, the rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice, or even the Psalms 118:24 that this is the day that the Lord has made. We mm-hmm. will rejoice and be glad in it. Mm-hmm. And so our whole theme is joy, and there's joy in knowing Jesus. There's mm-hmm. you know, there's joy in serving him even. So.
Well, if I had to put my vote in, it'd be the Psalm 118, 24.
I think that's where I'm leaning right now, too.
That is great. And actually, when you think about it, with Christ's resurrection, every day is mm-hmm. a reason to rejoice. So mm-hmm. that's awesome. So you have any, other than the chapel themes, have you started work on any other ideas to continue to not only have the good news of the gospel, but also to put that fun in for next summer?
I'm always adding new things. And so, and it always depends on what donations come in, that what we're able to do. But one of the big ones we're looking at for next year is called a giant swing.
Okay.
And it would be something that the kids would be kind of over the big ravine that we have where the kids mm-hmm. get pulled up and they'd swing out over our 100-foot ravine.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it looks cool. And mm-hmm. But it's very pricey and very expensive. Another thing we're looking at is a skim pad. So if you've been out at camp, we're pretty much all flat or crazy steep hills. Those are the only choices.
Okay.
And so we don't have a good spot for like a slip and slide. And so this is kind of an idea behind that, using bungee cords and things like that.
Okay.
And then I just saw on Facebook a couple of weeks ago this Connect Four basketball, where you're kind of shooting basketballs to try and play Connect Four with it.
Okay.
And then also super exciting, the chapel got the remodel last year, and we had kind of been saving up all summer and raising funds towards the summer to redo the carpet. And we just had somebody had donated and gave, so that, yay, next year we will have brand new carpet in the
Wonderful.
Chapel.
Wonderful. And so you just got that gift.
Yes.
So that's
great. It's very exciting.
Well, you know, I know that some things come easy and other things are challenging. So what are some needs in closing? I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but maybe you can hit the highlights and how we can specifically, how we can pray for you in Camp Good News.
Definitely. Funds are always, you know, we always need funds out of Camp Good News. It does cost to do camp. And so mm-hmm. We need, you know, money for scholarships. We give out about $30,000 in scholarship each year so that kids can come and experience that. And so we always need money so that more kids can come and learn.
And let's also mention that you have a current shortfall of $7,000 mm-hmm. for what you already gave out
yes.
this past summer.
Yep.
That so if the, you know, if there's anyone listening and the Lord lays that on your heart, we have about $7,000 of deficit that we gave out camp scholarships from this mm-hmm. past summer. So yes, yeah, so that was one big need that we have.
And then there's a lot of winter camp conferences that we go to so that we learn more and just get more knowledge about camp. And so those costs, it's going to be about $5,000 to do all those.
Mm-hmm.
And then staff support. All the staff, even I, we all raise our own support so that we can mm-hmm. minister out there. As well, but besides funds, prayer. Prayer is always big. All the campers, the 95 campers that made decisions this summer, praying for them that they'll continue growing and learning, and then praying for the staff as we continue.
Yes.
And as well, we're always looking for places to share and talk and partner with and just tell people about camp.
Well, let's do that right now. So let me pray for you.
Thanks.
Lord, I just want to thank you for Chris. I thank you for the ministry of Camp Good News that you've blessed us with here in Illinois. I do want to thank you for what you did this past summer. Lord, we want to thank you for what you're going to do in all of the years ahead, and even right now this fall and leading towards next summer. Lord, we give this ministry into your hands, and we thank you for your people that have prayed and have given and supported this ministry through all these years that has made this possible. And again, we just want to just help us to go forward into the next year doing what you want us to do through the ministry that you have given to us at CEF and Camp Good News. In Jesus' name, amen. And thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue to share the gospel to the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.